They all expected a shot, and Shaqiri makes this wonderful run.
This is an official excuse. My wife gave birth. There's this placenta on my pants.
That's disgusting.
This is the Anfield Humidor.
Humidor
podcast.
Thanks to Mane's skill, Milner's competence under pressure, and Traore's thick and prosperous legs.
Back in college, when we were...
You went to college?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now I'm doing this podcast with you. Man, my life.
Andrew.
Yo.
Do you think in a world of anti-bullying legislation... Do you think Liverpool need a talking to?
After that game.
After that first half.
Oh, my goodness.
How many professional fouls did Liverpool commit? It was a few. One from Sadio, at least. One from Gomez.
Sadio had one. Gomez had one. First half.
Yeah. They were just a couple of bullies. And then Gomez goes and tries to start a fight with Lamella. What's going on?
Lamella needs to take a page.
This is my type of team.
I love this team.
It's your type of team.
Oh, it's my type of team, bro. I'm all about fighting.
You love fighting. I'll fight you right now.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
You'd die.
Who would win in a fight, you and I?
We've already talked about this.
Have we?
Me.
But have you ever seen Sin City, the movie?
Oh, with Clive Owen?
Elijah Wood, a ton of people.
Yeah.
The black and white film.
Yeah.
The big guy versus Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood was too quick.
Mm.
But he handcuffed Elisha Wood to himself, and he goes, "Now what?" And he killed him.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'd kill
that's
you.
That's what you'd do
I'd
to
kill
me.
You.
But you'd have to get the handcuffs.
Lamella's got to take a page from Raheem Sterling's book.
Oh, yeah.
And realize that fighting Gomez equals nothing.
It would not work out well.
You will lose.
You will.
I love how he just, like, Gomez turned on him, dude. Gomez is like, "What? What? What?"
And that summed up the whole game for me. Summed up the whole game. Gomez, tough. He's not going to take any crap from anybody. You know what I mean? I got no voice.
Why do you have no voice?
Because I'm sick. I wish it was from screaming from the game, but I'm just a little sick.
You weren't chanting in your living room by yourself?
I was not.
With your kids?
I was not chanting. I was just watching the game. I was going, "Oh, boys! There's so, go!
Come on, kids.
There's something that I can't." Oh, boy. Do we have any listeners left? Any listeners?
So before we go forward,
okay,
let's just do the quick disclaimer of the podcast. FYI, we're Americans. And we're talking about Liverpool, but give us a chance.
Yes.
Give us a chance.
Yes.
I know we're Americans. I know we're not Scousers. And I know it doesn't run like a little... sound like that. But if you actually enjoy
us... It doesn't sound like that.
If you actually enjoy us, like and subscribe and share the podcast. Because that's the only way that he can fall asleep at night.
That's how I measure my self-worth.
It's the only way.
That's how I do it.
Subscribers equal an hour worth of sleep.
If I don't get subscribers...
If we get 8 subscribers off this podcast, 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, but we need 8 per day then. That's be tough.
Apricot.
That's a new dish with cod and apricots on. Apricot. Get it? No? Okay. He doesn't like it. That was a bomb, as they say. The complete bomb. Oh, boy.
So what are we going over today?
All right. Today, guys, we got a few talking points to go over. We're going to talk about Henderson's performance because it was awesome in my mind. He had that fight in him. Which team played with more passion? Is Alisson Becker underrated? Another solid point. And obviously, we're going to talk about the good old Bobby Brazilian. A lot of Brazilian talk today.
Mm.
A lot of talk about Brazilians.
Henderson is not Brazilian.
I know that. He's English.
Does not wear Speedos.
He's English. But Bobby and Ali, Muhammad Ali Becker. Brazilian. Going to talk about them today. So we got a lot of discussion to go over. But first, who is this podcast brought to you by?
So we are actually unveiling our first sponsor, which is pretty cool. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Rabbit air purifiers. So they're a cigar air purifier for like smoking rooms.
Or just, they also do just like allergen purifying.
We are getting a Rabbit air for our studio. It's going to go right behind our backdrop. Mm-hmm. And because of them, we are now doing a smoking and drinking section sponsored by them.
Yes.
So we're smoking no cigars right now because it's coming on Wednesday.
Yep.
So we got that to look forward to. But we're drinking Jameson Caskmates, the IPA edition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a special bottle. I just got given, I'm going to shout him out too. I'm going to text him after this. I just got given this bottle from a customer today.
Okay. Tell me.
This customer of mine in my store gave me this bottle of Jameson. Because they came in last week and he said he wanted, or a couple weeks ago, and he said he wanted a catering order.
Okay.
So I told him, yeah, just text me, no problem. You tell me what you want and I'll have it ready for you when you get here. He showed up when I was in New York City. I went to New York City. He showed up, no text message or anything.
Okay.
And he goes, where's my catering order? I knew Andrew would forget. He left me on red. He never answered my texts. The guy texts the wrong number. He ripped me a new one in the store.
Oh my!
To the
goodness.
Crew, he said, "Andrew forgot my order. I need this now." He was yelling. He was upset because he needed the subs. Yeah. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
He texts the wrong number. I get a text message. He goes, "Sorry, I text the wrong number," and he didn't respond. But he read the messages. So that guy read the messages, never responded.
Never
to him.
Responded. He never said, "That's not me, buddy."
He thought it was me.
Oh my goodness! And people.
So I told him, I told the guy that called me, I go, just make him the boxes, make him happy, and just tell him they're on us today. Okay. It was a miscommunication.
How many subs?
Two subs.
Two boxes. Oh, that's not bad.
And so in turn, he comes back today and he goes, Andrew, I brought you something. I'm sorry. We had a miscommunication. You brought me this bottle of Jameson. Really nice. Delicious.
You see people. You see millennials.
Cheers.
That's what you do when you make a mistake.
He bought me a bottle of alcohol.
That's right.
And said, hey, bygones be bygones. Thanks for the boxes.
Cheers.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. It's IPA edition. So they take the Jameson and after it's made, they put it in IPA barrels, or casks.
So you're telling me that an IPA beer is put in barrels to...
Yeah.
For how long?
Casks. A beer cask.
Okay.
They're put... as long as the IPA needs to... They add stuff to it.
So most beers are not put in a barrel.
So as the beer's fermenting,
yes.
they take that and they finish it in craft beer barrels.
I got you. I got you.
Or, I'm sorry. As the whiskey's aging,
yes.
They finish it in the IPA barrels.
Yeah, that's
grapefruit,
awesome.
Grapefruit, awesome. Citrus, super
I'm getting,
good.
I'm getting pears and apples.
So
and
good.
Then after the sip, you take a little sniff. I get honey.
Honey?
I get a little slight hint.
Hint of honey.
Is tinge a word?
Tinge is a word.
Is tinge a word?
Yeah, like if something's
sound
tinged.
Like it sounds like a bad word, though.
It's color. No, it's like if it's tinged blue.
No, you're thinking of swatch.
Mm-mm.
No.
If something
Palette?
Has a blue tinge.
Okay.
You never heard that?
Blue Tinge. That's a good band name, Blue Tinge. The Blue Tinge.
Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group.
I saw them once. It was hysterical.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I saw
on
them.
Those drums.
It was so good.
That's great.
It was so good.
I bet it is good.
So that's our smoking and drinking section brought to you by the soon to come Rabbit Air Purifier.
Yes, which is not here quite yet. All right, we got some stat overviews to go over before we get into this game talk, Andrew.
Let's go into it.
All right. We're going to read some stats from this game. And I know they're going to be interesting because the first 70 minutes of that game, it was all Liverpool. It was like a 70-30 possession stat, but then things changed a little bit. So go ahead.
We got possession, as you were talking about.
Okay.
We got Liverpool at 67, Tottenham at 33.
So still 67. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, especially after the second half, that's incredible.
After this, exactly. Yeah. After the second half in Tottenham's new stadium, which is the new White Hart Lane. Yeah, that's their temporary name because they're waiting for a sponsor to take the name. You know how we have like the PNC
Bank.
The
Anfield Humidor Podcast Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Ew. A horrible idea.
The Rabbit Air Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
That's not going to happen.
That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
They don't have a sponsor yet.
Which is funny. Like, you kidding me?
Yeah, they have 30 points, though.
You don't have a sponsor?
What's a sponsor? A team that's got half the points as
Liverpool.
How
do you feel about sponsored named stadiums as opposed to Anfield is just Anfield?
Yeah, I like that. Or like the Crystal Palace is Luminous Arena, right?
But that's a sponsor.
Luminous?
I imagine. I don't know. Luminous? Oh, what do they sell?
I thought it was the name. I don't know.
What do they sell?
That's a sponsored stadium?
I don't know. Luminous. I'm sure Luminous
is a brand. The Etihad sucks.
Obviously, that's
sponsored. The Etihad sucks.
Right, so it's ideal to not have a sponsor, but, you know, it's all about money.
You know what your kid told me when we were playing soccer today? He goes, my first favorite team is Man City, but I like Liverpool, too.
Who said that?
Liam.
Oh, my goodness.
I go, wait a minute. You can't do that.
He's just a classic rebellious kid trying to go against his father.
I mean, he's six, right?
He is six.
Six
That's
years
true.
What are you going to do
Still
with six?
Still rebellious.
What are you going to do with six? So Liverpool goal attempts, 13. Tottenham, 14.
Wow, interesting. I mean, they had some fight. They had some chances on that counterattack, for sure.
It was a good game. Shots on goal from those goal attempts. Liverpool sitting at 7, Tottenham at 4.
Okay.
Which resulted in four big saves.
Yep, that tells the story.
Shots off goal, 5-8. That's not really important.
Who cares?
Block shots, Liverpool blocked 1. So that means that Tottenham had 4 shots on goal, 1 block shot, but...
And then Ali
had 3.
Yeah, we're going to discuss him as well.
We have free kicks, 10-6. That doesn't matter. Offsides, 2-2. Goalkeeper saves. Here we go. Ali, 4.
Uh-huh.
So four great saves. And then Tottenham, 6.
Okay, interesting.
One of them was
what
that.
Was go back to the go back to the blocked shots.
Two,
stat.
One block shot for Liverpool, 2 block shots for Tottenham.
That is kind of surprising. I thought Tottenham blocked more shots than us for sure, but I guess our shots just were not on target. I guess that's what happened. What
I'm, I think the block shot stat is only if the shots are on target.
Yeah, like you had Mane's shot, which went over the post. Mm-hmm. We had the shot from Ox, or Firmino, which hit the post. Which one was it?
No.
Ox or Firmino in the first 2 minutes?
Firmino.
That was confusing.
Firmino hit it to the goalie.
Yeah.
And then the keeper bounced it off him, uh-huh. And then Ox sent it,
yeah.
And it hit the post.
Yeah.
And then they cleared it. It hit a defender.
Yeah.
That defender got in the way. That was a great move.
So that's one of those blocks. That's one of those blocks.
That was a great move.
It was.
Really good.
And like Jurgen Klopp said in the post-match conference, he said we should have put more away, and that's probably true. Mm. Probably true.
But he said it's tough. He said it was a tough game.
Yeah, of course.
And then we'll get into one more. This one was my favorite stat. Well, two more. Okay. The first one's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Yellow cards, 2 to Tottenham, 0.
And now I know we're going to get into that later, but those two yellow cards were important.
Well earned,
and it just showed the passion of Liverpool. Okay, but I don't want to go any further.
And then one more.
Okay.
Tottenham total passes, 369.
Okay.
Liverpool, you want to take a guess?
600.
777.
Man,
that's 117 came from Joe Gomez.
Okay, and a bit of trivia. Last game against Sheffield.
Yep.
How many passes?
969 passes.
Oh, he's got it on point.
969 passes.
9, because that's how we started our podcast. 900. And you went, okay. Okay.
I did. I didn't give
you were
the
just not impressed.
I was in podcast mode.
You know what podcast mode means? It means talk into the mic and be interesting. Don't go, okay. Okay. I got no voice. This is horrible.
Yeah, so the stats, though, they don't really tell the story of a 1-0. That doesn't tell the story of a 1-0 game.
I think it does tell the story.
You do?
Maybe not.
Yeah, okay. 7 shots on goal, 4 shots on goal.
I think everything but the possession stats tell the story. And I think the better team won today, for sure. 100%. Liverpool deserved that win. But, you know, things happened. We fell apart in that last 80th, you know, after the 75th minute. We had some issues there. But, that's the game. And I think it tells a story. I think so.
I like the...
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not telling you you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
When I look at
haircut.
Thanks, bro. When I got my haircut, I said, I showed him a photo of, it was the video of you uh-huh. recording.
Uh-huh.
I was like, just make me look like him. And he cut my hair looking at your photo.
And just like you did that, I did the same thing. I showed him a picture of Henderson and said, make me look like him. Oh, boy.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks,
man. Let's get into this, boy. Let's get into this. You want to take it?
You want to start with Henderson?
Let's do it.
Henderson had a good game.
He did. He did.
All right.
You want to talk?
No. Go ahead.
Let me talk.
I think. You want to talk? Okay. Go ahead. You talk.
What I'm telling you is, I want to talk.
All right. Talk.
I think Henderson, besides a couple mistakes in the beginning, he made a couple mistakes. One bad one. I forget exactly how they happened, but it was a couple bad mistakes. I'm like, oh boy, is he going to have a bad game? And he had one of his better performances of the season. In my mind, one of the better performances. He was a little bit Fabinho-esque with his breakup of counterattacks. He did it a few times in very important situations and hustled like he always hustles. You know, it's one of those things that can go underrated how much he hustles.
Yeah.
You know, like Van Dijk, we always talk about Van Dijk, how he's underrated. The things he does, even in today's game. He was positioned very well. He blocked so many things.
So many corner kicks headed away. Oh, so
exactly.
Many.
Exactly.
So good.
And that might look easy, but it's because he's in the right spot.
Hmm.
Henderson did that for me today. And then he did his usual. His attacking was great. He had that wonderful chip to Van Dijk. He's just so quick. And again, for me, one of his better performances.
You said it really well.
Uh-huh.
When I've the Liverpool of the last 11 games.
This so far, I'm sorry to interrupt you. This tastes like an IPA.
It's delicious.
Now I've had a few sips.
It's delicious.
It tastes like an IPA.
It is. It's a great bottle.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jameson Castmates IPA edition.
ruin your whole
highly
your whole
recommend
point.
It all you guys out there.
Okay.
Henderson, you said
was, I made a great point.
You did. You said he was Fabinho-esque.
Yeah.
The last, I don't know, 12, 11 games we played without him.
Yeah.
That's Henderson's midfield.
Yeah.
That's the dominance, the control, the fact that he showed up today and he was breaking up those counterattacks. I'm glad you said that. It just shows his dominant presence. He's the captain of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays that way in the midfield. He has to pick it up. And I know that it's not like during practice, Klopp says, all right, you know, Fabinho's still out. They do their drills. They do their practices. Yeah.
But in practice, he goes, Henderson, be like Fabinho. Whatever Fabinho, pass it to the Italians.
See, that's the exact opposite because Klopp was quoted saying that he didn't need to talk to Fabinho in practice.
Oh, that's a good point.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
So I'm sure Henderson's the same way.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't need to talk to him.
Oh, man. And Fabinho.
Henderson just knows, I need to be more like Fab.
Yeah.
But he showed up, and you were so right. The amount of counterattacks that he broke up. And you watch the game, and you're like, good ball, good ball. You know what we say when we watch games? Good ball. Oh, yeah, go right. Henderson does what I'm thinking when I watch that. I'm like,
great point.
I'm like, go to the ball. And he just goes. It's like, oh, okay, perfect. Good job.
And it's just no nonsense.
Yeah.
There's no nonsense in his game.
Mm.
There's no playing with the ball. There's just, I accept the ball with grace and I chip it to somebody or I pass it back or whatever he has to do. And that's something like Fabinho, obviously, as a number six, you want Fabinho, okay? But if you have Fabinho there, and let's say the other two midfielders are... Henderson and Genie. No. Let's say Henderson's out. Let's say it's Genie and Keita. That would be a nice midfield, right? Fabinho, Genie, and Keita.
Yep.
You now don't have the captain. I understand you're going to give the captain armband to Van Dijk. I get that. But you don't have Henderson as that number six. Really, I don't know, just bringing everybody together. Fabinho plays a little more for himself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he's selfish, but he's a little more like, let me break this play up, dish it to a player. Whereas Henderson is the real captain of the team.
Mm.
You know, and I don't know, something about that where, again, I want Fabinho as a number six, no question. But I haven't been disappointed with Henderson.
No, you always one said bit. It. You always one said bit. It. Your ideal midfield of the Liverpool of 2020
right.
would be Henderson,
uh-huh.
Fab, and Genie. That's your ideal midfield.
Right, but what I'm saying is without Fab.
No, I know. Okay. I'm saying I agree with you. You're saying the right thing.
Right, okay, perfect. So having Fab back, keep Hendo in, and you still kind of get that. But that number six role is very influential because you're involved in everything. Because as the number six, you're the first pass from the defense. So you're getting the ball just about every push.
Yeah, from Verge.
You know, whereas when...
pretty much from Verge.
So when Fabinho's playing and Henderson maybe is going to be playing on the right side with Salah or something slightly different, he's not going to get the ball as much.
Mm.
And I think he shines as number six.
That's a good point.
He shines.
I mean, he's not going to get a lot of play time as a number six once Fab gets healthy.
That's a good point.
But the fact that he's doing it shows that captain mentality.
Yeah.
That's like, this is what I need to do. Uh-huh. I'm going to step up and play differently because he has played differently since Fab's gone down. Henderson's performance.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Henderson gets roasted. No, I know.
I don't think he's played differently. I think he's still been doing everything he does. Even if Fab's on the field and Henderson is forward, what do we see now? We see Henderson breaking up counterattack play as the number six, still going forward, still doing everything he's been doing. I don't know. He's all over the field. I love him. I love him.
I'm saying
we got to get Henderson jerseys.
You have one, don't you?
No, not a Henderson.
I don't have one.
I just want to get one.
You know what's crazy?
Just to make certain people
mad. I have five Liverpool jerseys.
Uh-huh.
I have one player. You know who he is?
Keita.
Yeah. It's the only jersey I have that's
and
a player.
And you got Keita.
Before he was good.
We've talked about this before, right? You got Keita from the start. You said this guy is going to be good. Then he got injured, right? So no one's buying his jersey anymore.
Except me.
Except you. Then he came back and you still had the jersey. And what did he do? Performed.
The dude's a stunner.
Not today. He didn't play today, but you know.
Hey,
don't touch my knee.
Don't
touch my knee. We're sitting too close to each other in the studio. I'm feeling pretty relaxed right now, by the way.
I'm feeling good.
I'm sitting back.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying myself.
Yeah. That's the point of the podcast. That's why we do what we do. Do you want to talk about Ox and Genie's performance that's
sure.
listed here?
Sure. Ox, okay. Now, he got taken off in the 60th minute. He got replaced by Leilana.
Mm-hmm.
okay?
Which I thought was a good sub. I don't know if we agree on that.
I'm not saying it wasn't a good sub. I was just confused as to why the sub happened. Maybe it's because Ox did have that injury
Ox
recently.
Ox is playing on a fresh injury.
Right.
That's why.
Fresh rehabilitated injury.
That's
rehabilitated like Red in Shawshank Redemption. He's rehabilitated. You ever seen Shawshank? You never seen it?
No.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
That's the Stephen King thing, right?
I think so, yeah.
Stephen King, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You got to watch that movie.
It's about the prison.
Yeah.
The guy breaks out. It's raining and he's crying. I've seen the scene.
He's looking up in the
sky.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
All right. So,
but not the whole movie.
All right. So anyway, so that
Twitter's useful.
So that falls short, that metaphor, analogy.
Not to people listening.
That's
not
a good point.
Not people listening.
Do the UK watch The Shawshank Redemption?
I assume
we got a lot of UK. Do we have a lot of UK listeners?
Yeah, UK.
UK, they're second. They're second.
Europe, like...
Europe?
Yeah, no, Eastern Europe, though.
Europe.
I mean, UK is not in Europe anymore. Brexit?
No, they're still deciding on that, I thought.
Is it?
That's
not our mojo,
this
bro.
This is not a conversation.
This is not our mojo.
Mojo.
What's going on with England? I don't know.
Brexit, Tories, Labour.
You know what's going on with England? Liverpool, 61 points.
God save the Queen.
What's 60, up? 61 points.
61 points. Look it up.
With a game in hand.
A game in hand.
I got the table right here.
Leicester City lost today to Southampton.
We have a 16-point lead with a game in hand. Let's go up the Reds, bro.
Did you see the guy on YouTube commented? He said, are you guys coming to the trophy lifting ceremony?
I'd love to. Can we?
Maybe.
My kid will be old.
But,
my kid will be a couple months old.
But are we going to go for that and not a game?
Yes.
the trophy lifting might happen... You know, whatever, four games before the end of the season.
No, they won't lift the trophy, though. They don't give them the trophy.
I actually don't know how it works, to be quite honest. I've never followed a team that won the Premier League.
It's a ceremony. It's a ceremony that they do after.
Yeah, but that might happen the second they win. The second they have enough points where no one else can win, that's when the parades happen.
Really?
I think. I could be wrong.
You got to ask Vito, because he roots for Barca.
Okay.
So that happens
he's
all the time.
It. He's done it a few times.
We got to ask Vito.
Yes.
Because he's a Barca supporter.
It would be nice. It would be nice. Back to Ox. He had a great game. I was very impressed with him. He hustled hard. Oh, sorry. He hustled hard. He was good on defense. He had a couple shots. I was very impressed with his performance.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't off.
You know what I love about Ox before
what?
You go on? I love Ox's offensive mindset that he has when he plays the midfield.
Mm.
I love that forward presence, especially with what you said, Henderson's mindset of maybe I take a step back and dip it out. I continue to do this stuff. I love seeing Ox press up there.
Yeah.
It's effective. It's really effective. Genie's good outside the 18 up top on top.
Sure.
He's good to ditch a quick assist to Firmino,
mm-hmm.
To hit Sadio down the side. But Ox has that. He's a striker. He has that mindset. And
he's very goal-minded. 100%. Very goal-minded. It showed today. He took that wonderful wonderful shot today before he got subbed off.
Hit the post?
No. Oh, well, that one. But I'm saying another one he took outside the 18. And he drove it wide. But he's got that goal mindset. And we honestly do not have a lot of players like that. We don't. We don't have a lot of players that... will shoot outside the 18.
Let's go through it. Who's not afraid to take that shot? Mo,
but I'm saying Mo doesn't, that's not his game.
But he's not afraid to take it.
But it's not his game. I'm saying midfield wise.
Firmino,
he's a striker.
But he takes those 18s.
Not really.
Okay.
Not a shot like Ox took today.
Henderson,
yes. Good.
Trent. As of late,
he's typically inside the 18. With those
he's
shots.
Outside the 18 every. I disagree.
Inside.
He's outside the
inside.
18 every time.
Inside.
He's.
You don't understand.
I've
the
never
shot.
Seen Trent inside the 18.
You don't understand.
I've never seen that.
You don't understand the shot I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of a shot, 10 yards outside the 18. You create the space for yourself and you blast it. Not many players do that. Fabinho
Trent did that two games ago,
and he's the one he scored. That was just on the 18 line. And that's not the type of goal I'm talking about. I'm talking about you created the space for yourself.
Like Gerrard.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
Like Hendo. Hendo will do that occasionally. Besides the two of them, trust me, they're the only ones who do it. I mean, Firmino will take...
Dejan Lovren.
No, he ain't doing nothing.
He did it once.
He warms the bench. He warms the bench.
He's injured.
Mustard boy.
He's injured.
He warms the bun. He's the mustard on the bun of the bench.
He's injured.
He's warming the physical therapy bench.
He's the mustard on the bun on the bench. Dijon, Dijon mustard.
Hashtag. He just sits on that bench.
He's the mustard on the bun on the bench.
Oh, boy. We're not getting anywhere right now.
No, we are. It's good. That's the point.
Oh, boy. All right. Genie, just real quick on Genie. Liverpool Goals, the Instagram account, 650,000 followers. Liverpool Goals. We're pretty friendly with him. We talk to him all the time. He mentioned last match against Sheffield. He said, Genie's ball retention is unreal.
Oh, I saw that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I took that comment from him. I watched the game today, and was he right or was he right?
He's right.
I mean, Genie, he's so scrappy, but the ball, it's at his feet.
It's glued to his shin. It's glued.
Oh, he's done it so many times where he just is in the midfield. He turns and he beats two defenders. He still has the ball. It's very hard to get the ball. He's very Sadio Mane-esque, but in the midfield.
That's a great analogy. You nailed it. Yeah.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
No,
I'm waving like the queen.
The queen doesn't wave like that.
She does. No, she doesn't. That's how they wave. They go like this.
Do they?
Do you ever watch British TV?
No.
The Crown?
No.
Downton Abbey?
No, I don't watch that stuff. I watch Liverpool British TV.
Liverpool British TV.
LFC TV.
There's a funny, just real quick tangent. There's a funny...
Can we afford a tangent? We're 26 minutes.
It's called Cuckoo or Cuckoo. It's with Andy Sandberg. He was in the first season, but it's a British show. And in the show, they went to party in Liverpool. And Andy Sandberg, his character, has never been to Liverpool. So I assume they were on Matthew Street. They meet a girl. The girl starts talking to Andy Sandberg in a Scouse accent. And he goes, is she from Europe? It was the funniest line that only I would, like someone who's involved in Liverpudlians would understand. Is she from Europe? It was the funniest. I died laughing. My wife's like, what are you laughing at? Is she from Europe? Because the accent. Okay. All right. So we talked about all of the midfield, right? Where am I? I've lost it. Oh, Andrew. I've ruined everything. Show me.
It's right here.
The well-timed professional tackle. Oh, his head's in the mic.
My least favorite part.
His head's in the mic.
It's my least favorite part of the podcast.
All right, Andrew. Andrew, I feel so stupid with this voice. That game, we mentioned it slightly in the beginning. The amount of well-timed professional tackles we had, and that, especially in that first half, which team played with more force, brutality, and passion? Who wanted to win?
The Reds.
I mean,
the Reds.
That summed up the whole game. I understand we fell apart slightly after the 75th minute, but the whole game.
So
we wanted to win every ball.
So you know about taking a foul when you need to take a foul.
Yeah.
Were those fouls?
They were required.
Necessary?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? 100%. Gomez on. You want Son on an open left side of the field with no defenders?
No, Son.
No, Son.
No, Son. Nah, Son. Nah, Son.
You're the man.
Nope. You're the man. That's the poem.
No. No, you don't. You don't. And Gomez knew that. Yeah. That yellow card is well received. Yeah. Well received. And Gomez, I love it. When he ran past the ref after he got the yellow card, he does one of these. He goes, he just hits his arm.
Yeah.
Got you, ref. I know.
Yeah.
I know it. Yeah. Well, necessary.
I was applauding at both of those. And then there was a few fouls.
Mane's?
I was applauding that as well because he tracked back. Mane on defense this game was impressive.
He's been impressive the last five games.
His tracking back, he understands when he needs to get
Firmino's
back.
Firmino's been like that too.
We're going to get to Firmino. He, this game on defense, was ridiculous. Ridiculous. But Mane, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we showed that game. Like I said, the whole game.
I disagree.
You disagree.
The last 10 minutes.
But
fatigue set in on Liverpool.
Well, you said it right. Fatigue. We definitely, that was the most tired I've seen Liverpool in a long time. Mm. And it's because they're at Tottenham's stadium, which is probably going to be called the Gillette Stadium. What? What else?
Patriots.
Dollar Shave Club Stadium, you know? What's it going to be called? Jameson Irish Cast May Stadium? Who knows what it's going to be called? I lost my point. T-Mobile Stadium. There you go. T-Mobile stinks. Sprint, baby. Sprint FTW for the win. So you're going to their stadium.
You're tired.
Yes, you're tired in the 75th minute because you just played your heart out. Your heart out the whole game. With all that passion and force, all the 50-50s before the 75th minute, we were winning them. We were swarming everybody. We were pressing high up the field. So was Tottenham, but we did it much better.
You know what I was thinking about when you were saying that?
What?
Is you look at the subs, and I know that the strikers are running a lot more,
mm-hmm.
but the defensive subs, you don't really see a ton of anymore with this Liverpool. You're seeing Trent, you're seeing Andy, you're seeing Verge, and you're seeing Gomez run a full 90. And then you're talking about how fatigue sets in on defense. Liverpool's deep, you know, they're letting a lot of shots go in. They played a full 90. They played a full 90 minutes and they're tired.
That's a good point.
You see less defensive subs.
Yeah.
And
when do defensive subs happen? Typically, when you are only up 1-0.
Up a goal.
Which is what happened today. And he didn't. He didn't make any defensive subs.
Trust him.
Because that's not his system.
And his system works.
And you know, like, I've heard people talk about the NFL, right? And they say the prevent defense. I've heard this mentioned so many times. When you start playing that prevent
defense. You're out of your league right now.
I know.
You don't know what you're talking about.
But when you start playing that, what happens? You start getting scored on. Touchdowns, goals, whatever they score. Baskets. What do they score in that game?
you're out of your league.
Nets. Whereas Jurgen says, no, we keep playing direct soccer football. We keep playing direct. Keep going for goal. Instead of putting a defender on, let's put Shaqiri on. Let's put Origi on. Let's run the ball to the corner. Man, do I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan, do I appreciate that? Because number one, we're going to waste time. Number two, we still have the potential to score.
Look at the majority of the goals that won us games this year.
Origi.
What minute?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What minute?
90th.
Is it the 37th minute?
No, but we were up, though. We were up. We didn't need a goal.
I know, but we solidify. Or
now
we break a draw.
No, that's
not true. We break a draw. We're a 1-1 draw. We win 2-1. Right. We're a 0-0 draw. We win 1-0.
I hear you, but...
That's okay. The mindset of the manager.
So Klopp made those subs. Shaqiri came on. Origi came on.
Thanks, Shaqiri, for your 2 minutes.
Leilani came on. And what happened? We kind of fell apart. we got some shots. You know, we had some dangerous moments.
Mm.
And maybe he should have put a defender on, going against everything we just said.
Who?
No, I know. We have nobody right now. Nobody.
Who?
Fabinho.
Who's playing right back? Millie for Robertson would have been a good call.
You know what? That's a good sub because Robbo, not saying he didn't have a good game.
No,
that would have been
game.
A good sub. You know, maybe getting a little tired.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think our offense is so fullback minded.
Yeah.
I think. Our counterattack
mm-hmm.
is so fullback minded
mm-hmm.
that those boys get winded. They're running.
All right.
And they're tracking. And then they're running. And then they're tracking. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, real quick, just a quick little, let's switch the entire side of the field like
yeah.
it's nothing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
they do. And yeah. it's going to break down the defense. It's going to break down that back four. And I'm not saying Klopp needs to make more subs. Klopp's doing everything right. I'm not saying Klopp's wrong. Long live Klopp. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everybody.
Long live Klopp and then long live Gerrard.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Because Gerrard needs to live longer than Klopp so he can be our next manager.
That's what I'm saying. Klopp for a while, then Gerrard comes in. I don't know. I love Gerrard so much, but still, Klopp, man.
I'm not down on him yet. The Rangers, right?
The Rangers. Yep.
We were looking at jerseys to buy the Rangers just because of Gerrard.
I'm sure a lot of people have. Where are we here?
You mentioned something about Virgil van Dijk being underrated. You know who else is underrated?
Tell me.
Alisson Becker. Alisson Becker is an underrated player on Liverpool.
Okay.
He makes saves and catches and jumps and fists
and positions himself. I think the word underrated, maybe that's not the proper word. Because like van Dijk, you know, we say underrated. He's rated. He's up, under, above. He's above rated.
Overrated.
But I'm just saying
he's not overrated.
maybe neglected, or I don't know what the word is.
The word is when you take something for granted.
I think that's the word. I think the word's underrated. But
no, it's
you're right.
It's taking, just when you take something for granted.
So today I've noticed.
What'd you know?
Alisson Becker.
What'd you notice, Brian?
This is the segment.
Tell me what you noticed, Brian.
This is the What Did Brian Notice segment.
No, it's not. It's not the segment. Not a segment.
The What Did Brian Notice segment. This is what I noticed.
There was a fan.
I'm going to say.
That had a yellow scarf on. No, keep going.
Half of the catches that Allison Becker made, most goalies would have punched. Half of them. So this guy, the things he catches, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
He's like a catcher in baseball.
He's like a catcher.
He
catches that ball.
Catches it? Your voice, you sound like a kid.
He catches that ball and then he throws it to the second baseman, which is Salah running down the side of the field.
He falls on it. I loved seeing that. The last 10 minutes of the game, though, yeah. Ali made those saves.
Yeah.
And I love it. You say it, too. You say it when we watch the games together. He lays on the ball and you go, just stay there.
Yeah.
Lay on it.
But just, I'd love to go out there on the field with you, let you put goalie gloves on, and not me. I can't hit the ball hard enough. Let a professional player hit the ball at you.
Kenny Meritante.
Kenny, he hits it hard.
He hits it hard.
Or John Manning. Let those boys just slam balls at you and just try to catch them.
No.
Just try.
I'd be afraid of my face.
It is so hard. When that ball's coming at your chest, the timing of your hands to come up and engulf that ball, that is no joke. No joke. And he does it better than, I would say, any keeper I've ever seen. Any keeper. And I think that's something we take for granted because you punch that ball away on some of the occasions of today and it goes right to a Tottenham player.
Right to Son.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it's just so important. Yep. I can't believe the times he catches the ball. It's ridiculous to me. Ridiculous. A lot of practice that kid has.
So not underappreciated because we appreciate him, but just undervalued. Like you are
goes unnoticed.
You are taken for granted, Allie. Yeah. And you're not. You're not here. You're not the Anfield Humor podcast because we see you.
Yes.
Allison Becker.
Yes.
Let's get that retweet.
We see just Allison. We see Hendo. We see Virgil.
We see Gomez.
We see Gomez. Do we?
Yeah.
You gave him a lot of hate.
I gave him a lot of hate.
Little Gomez.
10 games ago when he was kicking the ball at other people's faces. With
everybody.
I'm not trying to start bar fights. I'm just saying Gomez has developed into the defensive mindset of a top tier world class player.
Okay.
Since he's come on, I don't think we've let a goal in. I don't think there's a goal. I think another clean sheet added today against Tottenham. The majority, every clean sheet we've had this year has been since Gomez has been involved.
Hmm.
And I know he's made mistakes and I know he's...
He was not involved in the 5-0 loss to Aston Villa.
No, he was in Qatar.
He was in Qatar.
Win another trophy.
Not involved.
He won a trophy.
Not involved was in worth Qatar.
It. Was it worth eating the stale peanuts to get that trophy?
I hope so.
Was it worth...
Stale peanuts.
From the plane? Airplane?
Oh, okay.
Was it?
I thought you were saying Qatar has stale peanuts.
No, Qatar doesn't have peanuts.
No?
They're a peanut-free society because they have to be minded of all the children with peanut allergies.
Are they gluten-free as well?
Yeah, Qatar, super progressive, super gluten-free. You'd be surprised. There's actually this superfood that grows in Qatar. No, I'm just kidding.
It's called, what is it called?
The
don't,
Qatar?
Don't say
it's called. It's called a Qatarian.
Oh, that's podcast is canceled.
Why?
I don't know.
A Qatarian?
A Qatarian?
No, like a Mandarin. Qatarian, like a Mandarin orange.
Okay.
A Qatarian orange.
Okay. I thought you were saying Qatarian.
It's a fruit. And when you eat it.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit. And when you eat it, you become non-gluten free.
Oh.
It's the best.
Wouldn't that be nice to have in America over here?
So one more point before we get into our reactions for the Instagram posts. Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
Marino?
Marino. Mourinho.
Marine? Ho.
Mourinho. Oh.
Marine? Oh. Bowed down to Klopp.
Did he bow?
Fell on his knees and go, what the heck are you feeding these kids? That's what he did.
Yeah.
He falls down on his knees and goes, what do I do?
He looked like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption.
Dufresne, party of three. Mitch Hedberg.
What about the Dufresnes?
What about the Dufresnes?
We forgot about the Dufresnes.
Mitch Hedberg.
Dufresne, search party of three.
Dufresne. Any comedy lovers out there know about Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, for real.
But no, bows down.
Yeah.
What did Anfield Central say?
He said,
on our Instagram post.
That's a topic he wanted us to discuss. Jose bowing to his superior.
Here you go, Anfield Central.
Anfield Central said Jose bowing to his superior. Mm. Don't think Mourinho thought about it like that. He ain't doing nothing like that.
If you were to rank football coaches in the Premier League today, yeah. active football coaches, where does Klopp rank? World time. Their entire careers. Jose Mourinho.
I don't know enough information to answer that. Okay. But
I mean Mourinho's
been good.
Highly decorated.
He's been good.
A highly decorated coach.
Yes.
Let's pop him up real quick.
I don't know the answer to that, Andrew. I know, Klopp, Mainz, Dortmund, he's had a good career. But I can't answer that. I don't know enough about football history to answer that. All right, what do you got?
I'm just popping up Jose. I want to check Mourinho. It out. Let's check out his
He's had quite a career, and you know what? He always brings nice drama to the Premier League, which is always fun.
With Benfica, uh-huh. Porto, Chelsea, Inter Milan, Real Madrid, came back to Chelsea, and now, or then Man United, and then Hotspurs.
Yeah.
Let's do honors.
He's won.
So he's
with
won.
Chelsea. I know the Premier League. See that year Chelsea had 2004 to the 5, 2005, 6, and then 2014-15.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Big wins. They won the league in 04?
So you have to say that Mourinho is the winner in that aspect. If you're talking just straight up trophies.
And he's bowing to Jurgen.
To Jurgen.
To Jurgen.
To Jurgen Jurgen.
To Jurgen Jurgen. The Bet Victor coach.
Yeah.
In these situations.
Kloppity klopp.
Kloppity klopp and don't look back. He is bowing to him. Not bowing. I keep saying bowing. He falls on his knees.
Yeah.
And he goes, why can't I figure it out against you?
Yeah.
Because Jurgen is that special, guys. Jurgen's that special.
Yeah, that's people on Instagram said they're worried about Jose Mourinho parking the bus and just scrounging out a draw.
Didn't work.
And it did not work.
Didn't work.
They did defend well, Tottenham, but it just didn't work.
If Harry Kane was on the Spurs today,
it would have made a difference.
You think so?
No, I don't think it would have made a difference.
It wouldn't have. I like that.
No.
I agree with you. It's not fun when we agree.
It isn't.
It's not fun.
So just disagree.
I can't because Harry Kane is a piece of garbage.
If he played today, he would have been limping. He would have been limping with that cast on. He had some sort of surgery. I don't know what happened to him, but.
He won Coach of the Year in 2005, FIFA World Coach of the Year.
Mourinho.
2010.
Right?
Yeah. Premier League Manager of the Month. That's not important.
It's important when
Klopp wins. Look at this. Look at them trying to get involved. ESPN, ninth greatest manager of all time.
Ugh.
Get out of here. Leave it to the Premier League.
Yeah.
Let ESPN forget about it.
Why?
Why are you trying to?
Ugh.
Either way, I think the fact that a manager like that.
Yeah.
Putting his tools that, and I know Tottenham's a short squad. They don't have a lot of players right now.
Yeah.
I know that. And they're going to rebuild, mm-hmm. and Jose is going to be a big part of where they go in the future. And they were also, but keep in mind, they were in the Champions League finals last year.
I know. Not with Mourinho.
I know not with Mourinho. They're Champions League finals or finalists.
Yeah.
And they have 30 points. And they're going against a team that has 61 points with a game in hand. That's 65 points. 4 points.
You must imagine Tottenham fans are not too thrilled with Liverpool.
Right? Not happy.
Lose. Lose Champions League.
Not happy.
Not happy at all.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
Not sorry. Let's get into our Instagram conversation.
Let's do it.
So a couple days ago, before the Everton game, I threw out a post. Right before the Everton game.
Yes.
That's important. I threw out a post about Curtis Jones. I took it was a photo of Curtis Jones.
Uh-huh.
I said, give us your thoughts on Curtis and his future with the Reds. Any mind-blowing points will be shouted out on our next podcast.
Mind-blowing. Did you come up with mind-blowing ones or did they come up with mind-blowing ones?
There were a few that I thought were great.
Okay, tell me.
So I picked them out.
Okay.
So Sam Roderick.
Okay.
So at Sam Roderick, or not at, it's his Instagram.
It's just at.
Instagram. No, it's not. It's just.
Instagram's at.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. So Sam Roderick. You just pop my balloon.
I'm sorry.
All you do is pop my balloon.
I'm speaking truth.
I know, but you just pop it.
Truth to power.
I have a balloon going up and it's going to be good. And then you're just like, no.
I love to break your spirits. I love it.
You just pop it. So Sam Roderick, he said, it seems like the closest of the academy boys to the first team. He said that and I commented. I was like, over Harvey?
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, you know, he gave a couple good defenses for Sam. He goes, Harvey's good too, but Sam's just calm on the ball. He's got this, he's got a good presence. He said that, and then Curtis went on to score against Everton in the 71st minute.
So that was all preemptive, right?
That was
there.
A preemptive comment.
Yeah.
He goes, he seems like the closest of the academy boys to our team.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and scores. And against scores. Everton.
So maybe he's right.
I think he's right.
He might be
I
right.
I think he's right.
I don't know.
I love the comment. Sam Roderick, you made a great point. You made the podcast. Now we got Slink, Slink, Slink.
His, Slinky, Slinky, Slinky.
His Instagram is Slink, Slink, Slink. He goes, even though he had a bit of a Ketwig, he has a bit of a Ketwig, he's definitely got a big future.
Talking about Elliot.
Elliot. No,
I'm sorry.
Curtis Jones. Right. Curtis Jones. I so popped
explain,
this up so you can see it.
Explain to me what a Ketwig right is.
That's a Ketwig. If you look right there.
Okay.
A Ketwig, which I had to research. Thank you, Slink, Slink, Slink. A Ketwig is just a really bad hairstyle.
That's it? It's not curly?
It's just a bad hairstyle.
Okay.
So that's
a UK term?
Ketwig? Yeah, Ketwig. Okay. I've never heard that before. No, it's just a bad haircut.
Hey, we learn on this podcast. We learn.
A Ketwig means a bad haircut.
We learn and we burn cigars, but not tonight.
So I said he should take some advice from Virgil or Firmino because they both have, or Divock or Firmino.
Right.
Because they both used to have ugly hair and now they have really nice hair.
Oh, Divock had quite a Ketwig.
But I had to look that up, which was absolutely hysterical.
Okay.
And then you said he's got a big future. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah, for sure.
A big future with the club because of this next point.
Okay.
Asian Prince 10.
Okay.
On Instagram, on our post, he commented he will get opportunities once Leilani has been moved on. I think that's a good point.
Interesting.
I think that's a good point because we have so many great players waiting for starting times. Leilani has been, he's had his time with Liverpool.
Right.
He's going to move on.
Okay.
Divock, we've talked about it last podcast. Divock is another 90-minute player on another team.
Sure.
There's not a spot for him. Shaqiri, great player. Not Keita, great player, great midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming up. I think Asian Prince 10 is right. Once Leilani moves on, who subbed in today for
Leilani? But if it wasn't Leilani, it would not be Curtis Jones.
It would That's be my once argument. Leilani moves on.
No.
Who else?
Keita.
That's great. That's great.
You're going to pick Curtis Jones over Keita, over Shaqiri.
I am.
Over Wijnaldum, Hendo, Fabinho.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
In a year when Leilani's moved on.
I am. I don't know. Maybe.
As a sub.
Maybe.
I think that's a good point.
I'll give you a big fat maybe.
Big fat maybe.
Big fat maybe. Ketwig. Big fat Ketwig.
Which one's the wrong button?
I think it's the green one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right, because this is coming up.
It's coming up? Yeah. Okay.
Jake Carfagini. Carfagini. Jake C-A-R... R-F-A-R-G-I-N. The I's my me.
Oh.
It's just Jake Carfargany. Carfargany.
You added the I.
Whatever his name is. He said, quote, Curtis Jones, I think he will become better than Jordan Henderson.
Wrong!
That's absolutely That's a solid, wrong.
That's a solid wrong.
So wrong.
Solid wrong.
I know that Curtis Jones is going to be a good player.
Yeah. But he ain't going to be Hendo.
That's why I was so excited when you started talking about Henderson before in the podcast. I was so excited. You were talking about Henderson and what he does.
And it all comes back.
It all comes back.
It all comes back.
You think Curtis Jones is going to be better than Jordan Henderson?
No.
Jordan Henderson is the captain of the European champions.
But better than is the wrong
word. It's the wrong word.
You know, different players.
If you were to say he's going to become more involved in scoring ability than Jordan Henderson.
I'd give it to you.
I agree with you.
Yep.
If you're going to say he is going to be more involved than in creative midfield play,
right.
I would agree with you. A better player than Jordan Henderson. Jordan Henderson brings so much to this side.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to roast you, Jake Carfagan. Jake Wrongfagan. I'm not trying to roast you, but saying that he's going to become better than Jordan Henderson, I think you need to take some time and really look at what he does on our side.
Yeah.
What does Jordan Henderson bring to this team?
If he's coming up with that, maybe he needs to look at his life. See what else is going on wrong.
What's wrong with your life, Jake?
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Wrong.
Are you in an unhappy marriage? Are you going to school in a place you shouldn't be going to school?
Are you a millennial that was forced into a degree in lesbian dance theory and now all of a sudden you're in a college and you don't want to have a liberal arts degree?
Or did you get that degree and now you realize you can't
find
a job? Can't get a job.
Jake, just kidding. All in good fun, but yeah. that is a wrong Instagram comment. He's not going to become better than Jordan Henderson.
But listen to our podcast. We love you.
We love you. We love you. Thanks for the comment. But as I said before,
wrong.
Oh, what a fun section. I love bringing the Instagram crowd in.
Which button's
Dude. Nope. All right, we're gonna go with that one. Let's do it. So what do we look to?
We look to Man United on the 19th. That's okay. This Sunday. We play.
And we're gonna be at Carragher's.
We will be there.
So if you want to come say hi to us, come to Carragher's in New York City. And we'll say hi.
Carragher's in New York City.
We'll chant together.
The next episode is gonna be released the Sunday night after the game. So we thank you for listening. Ale, ale, ale. Star Spangled Banner. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Long live the queen.
And up the Reds. Adios.
Adios.